This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. An opposition senator calls on government to give an account to the country on its spending on climate-resilient projects. A government minister debates suitable child discipline methods as the country grapples with a surge in violence. The Ministry of Education introduces a program to create a welcoming environment for all students. Two members of the Guyana Defense Force arrested for possession of over 150 pounds of marijuana, and major IT outages have hit industries across the world, forcing more than 1,000 flights to cancel. Good morning, I'm Carol Topping. Details to the news just ahead. Opposition Senator Ryan Walters is calling on government to give an account of its spending on projects to build Barbados's climate resilience. Speaking at a news conference at the opposition leader's office, Mr. Walters claimed that government received about $1.3 billion in grants and loans from international agencies. He wants government to tell the country how the money has been spent.
In summary, between January 2023 and June 2024, 18 months, Barbados has gained access to $1.3 billion to help with climate resilience and build and mitigation. IMF, $225.7 million. We know that that is in Barbados based on the Mouthings and the Central Bank reports. $100 million from the IDB, $200 million from the World Bank, $773 million from the United Kingdom Export Finance Agency. I reiterate, we understand the importance of building resilience, but we need to have an account for the money because we need to see the buildup of the resilience.
Mr. Walters believes government must clearly outline the projects they're working on.
We're not being facetious here, because if projects have not started, identify those projects. Yeah. Identify the cost of those projects. Identify the timelines for those projects, the duration of those projects, what is being allocated to those projects. Correct. We need transparency because there's still a balance sitting in the IMF to come. And I'm sure that there will be more deals to be brokered as we campaign internationally about climate resilience.
Opposition Senator Ryan Walters. A government minister believes a stance must be taken on what disciplinary methods are acceptable for children, especially as the island grapples with a surge in violent crimes. This was the view of Member of Parliament for St. Michael South Central, Marsha Cattle, during her constituency's annual general meeting at its Tweedside Road headquarters. Ms. Cattle explained that the island is at a critical point in its development and critical discussions need to be had as the government charts the path forward.
And I feel very strongly that we cannot say to people, oh, talk it out, conflict resolution, don't use violence, talk to each other. We can't say that to young people and still beat children when they don't hear. Which is it? Is violence the way or is it not the way? We have to take a position on that. And these are difficult conversations, it's true. But these are the conversations that are going to take us into the next era of our development. You can't send school your child with a spirit of peace if you slap the child around the head in the morning because the child can find the school shoes. That cannot contribute to a spirit of peace in school or anywhere else.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael South Central, Marsha Cattle. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw says the Ministry of Education, as part of the reform, will be putting measures in place to have a more inclusive environment for all students at schools. Her comments came during the presentation ceremony of the Barbados Council for the Disabled's My Inclusive School competition at the Olga Miller Nursery School.
We want to be fair to all of our students. We want to give them opportunities to learn. We want to be inclusive in our approaches to education, regardless of students' abilities. We want to make sure that we have a relevant curriculum and we have relevant pedagogical practices and assessments to make sure that our students can learn. And we want to be modern in the provision of materials for our children.
She outlined steps government is taking to create inclusivity at schools.
The Ministry of Education is on a trajectory towards equity in our schools. Over the last 2 years, the ministry has established an additional 5 inclusive primary schools. Additionally, we continue to offer training in inclusionary practices to teachers through the program at Erdison called the Postgraduate Diploma in Education. As part of our summer series, what we call the Professional Development Summer Series, teachers will have access to training to ensure that they remain on the cutting edge. Just this week, Monday and Tuesday, we had approximately 90 teachers engaged in a multi-sensory literacy workshop.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Meantime, also giving remarks at the presentation ceremony, President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Carrie-Anne Eiffel, said the initiative is part of their goal to create an inclusive space for all.
A ramp at the entrance of a school does not mean that only students in wheelchairs are welcomed. It means all children are welcome. It means when you hold PTA meetings, parents in wheelchairs with mobility challenges are welcome. When you have a sensory room, it doesn't mean that you have a prison in which to place children that are a little disruptive in class. That's not what this is about. It is a space where children can feel safe to be themselves, where teachers can concentrate directly on helping this child to immerse themselves in the richness that is our Barbados.
President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Carrie-Anne Eiffel. The Ministry of Energy and Business will soon roll out its financial literacy program in communities. This was revealed by the Ministry's Permanent Secretary, Kevin Hunt, during the graduation and awards ceremony of the National Transformation Initiative in association with the Barbados Bottling Company Limited and the Coca-Cola Company. Mr. Hunt says the program was initially introduced in schools.
Very shortly, we're going to be rolling out the community component, and that's where you come in. Because we're going to be coming into the community in various ways and different streams, whether it's through the churches, through community organizations, where we come around to clubs and social gatherings. And we are going to be educating every single Barbadian who's willing to be a part of it on the value of money, how to use money, and how to let money work for you rather than you only work for money. And I want to encourage you, as you continue to invest in yourself, to take advantage of the financial literacy program.
Meantime, General Manager of the Barbados Bottling Company Limited, Andre Thomas, highlighted the impact of the program on the business sector.
These individuals, with their passion and drive, have been instrumental in building entrepreneurship and commerce from our communities and families in Barbados. In partnership with Barbados Bottling Company Limited, these businesses and entrepreneurs refresh families and create generational prosperity. And that's what it's all about, the ability to go from mother to son to grandkids and have that business grow over the years into something that's successful. It's always a pleasure to see businesses that have passed through families for years and years and years and continue to grow and develop. And that's what we want to see, and that's what we want to achieve with the whole Growing Together program.
General Manager of the Barbados Bottling Company Limited, Andre Thomas, and two members of the Guyana Defence Force, GDF, have been arrested by police after their vehicle was intercepted and searched, and they were found to have 22 bags containing 154 pounds of marijuana. The two GDF ranks were stopped during a joint intelligence-led police operation conducted by ranks from Special Branch and Regional Division 4B. The two ranks were in a motor vehicle belonging to the Guyana Defence Force that at the time was driven by a 31-year-old GDF sergeant. And finally, major IT outages have hit industries across the world. Almost 1,400 flights are cancelled and banking, healthcare and shops affected. The outage appears to stem at least partly from a software update issued by firm CrowdStrike. The CEO of CrowdStrike said that the IT issue causing a global outage has been identified and that a fix has been deployed. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, major U.S. carriers, including Delta, United, and American Airlines, have had flights grounded. International airlines, including Virgin and Qantas, have also seen disruptions. And banks and telecoms companies in Australia and New Zealand have been affected, while Israel's hospitals are facing a computer malfunction, and the UK's National Health Service said outages have affected most GP practices in England. Recapping the headlines. An opposition senator calls on government to give an account to the country on its spending on climate-resilient projects. A government minister debates suitable child discipline methods as the country grapples with a surge in violence. The Ministry of Education introduces a program to create a welcoming environment for all students. Two members of the Guyana Defense Force arrested for possession of over 150 pounds of marijuana, and a major IT outage has hit industries across the world, forcing more than 1,000 flights to cancel. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. Carol Toppin, good morning. The 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you this morning by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life. When you're out